Washington Football Club is currently in first place at 1-2.
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage. What do you think they're talking about? They're cussing. They don't know. What are the highlights?
They're talking about Trevor Lawrence. The Giants have to be thinking about that. The Redskins are like, maybe. The Eagles are like, yeah. The Cowboys are like, we're not signing Dak, so let's go Clemson Tigers. I'm ready to fill in for Gruden, who wasn't wearing a mask.
Can I hear you say 29 Y banana?
29. Hot route. 29 banana. Mike, it's 54. The mic is 54. Hot route. Hot. Just get up and go over there. Hot route. Should we get into some football?
Let's do it.
Or do you want to just turn this into a Lakers pod?
Oof. That's up to you. Some people may look at you and go, wait a second. I saw that guy rooting for the Clips not too long ago.
And then be like, he had a Warriors hat like a month ago.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, and if the Heat win game two, it's going to be a Goran Dragic jersey on my back.
Big Bam, Bam out of Iowa jersey.
Yeah, Tyler Hero, that's my guy, KU.
Let's get in some football.
Let's go.
I gotta scratch the itch a little bit. We're into week three now. Okay, when? You want to get a new recap?
No,
By the way, our team's saying looking. Week
three into week four.
Week three into week four. The little transition that we do, the wraparound, cover all the West Coast teams. We only care about six teams. Do you want to plug those six teams?
Rams, Chargers, Raiders, Niners, Cards, and my Hawks. Cook, Russ. Let Russ eat. Next week, if he throws five touchdowns, I will wear a Seahawks hat.
Done.
Why did I make that bet? He's going to throw six. He's playing the Dolphins. Why did I make that bet?
He's up against Fitzmagic. You just hope they get up early and they hand the ball to Carlos Hyde. All right, let's get into week three recap. You and I can have some collective banter. All in all, decent week for our teams. Let's start with the Rams. They lost a tough one in Buffalo. My question to you, did you see the PI call?
I did. So that was the one game I watched, and I wasn't watching the red zone. So the Rams, or excuse me, the Bills, it was 4th and 9. PI with 25 seconds left. I don't think it was a PI. Bills get the ball back. Allen, TD to Croft to seal the win. It hurt.
Do you think there was some home cooking there? I don't know.
I don't know.
Either way, Goff looked good. Throwing the ball, looks like he's got his feet under him now. One thing that proves is the Bills are indeed not the Falcons. Didn't blow a double-digit lead.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen looks like an MVP contender. Tough one for the Rams last week. The Pats, let's get into the Pats, Raiders.
Real quick, Rams. So that was the one game I watched, so I'll probably have the most insight on that. The Rams are committed to the run. It's Daryl Henderson. It's Woods. They use him like Debo in the backfield. And here's a stat that I'd like to mention. The Rams, third-ranked rushing in the NFL. 511 yards, 170 per game. And they set up the play action with their run. Every play looks the same until it's like, whoops, out to Cooper Kupp and Higbee. And the difference between last year and this year is their offensive line is healthy, so they can run the ball. And then from that, it's play action. I think the Rams are going to be better than I thought and maybe better than you thought. They should have won this game. They should have been 3-0.
Get out your popcorn, K-Win.
Yeah, front running down. I'm a Rams fan next week.
The greatest show on turf can actually run the ball.
Yeah.
The Pats D held Josh Jacobs to 71 yards. He had three TDs in that first week. But the theme of the week, I think, for our teams, K-Win, is turnovers. Anytime we lost, our teams lost, it's turnovers. The Raiders turned the ball over three times. I don't know if you saw Cam Newton, but he went full flex with transparent sunglasses, a bow tie, and a rose on his lapel. The post-game press conference as well, as I think made up his own meme. Pats with Cam, although it's like the odd couple, they fit. And the Raiders, I think, just away from home, don't travel well potentially. But yeah, Jacob's bottle up hurt him.
Remember when?
Remember when?
18 years ago, 2001, AFC division playoff game. Charles Woodson, he's blitzing. He's got Brady. He hits him. Is it a fumble? Official review. Brady's arm went back. Incomplete pass. Tuck rule was established. And the Raiders did not go on to win the Super Bowl. And what was their revenge in this game? Nothing. Gruden and Belichick were both in that game. The hype was so big.
Probably half the players for either of those teams don't remember that game either, Kaywood.
But all the Raiders fans, they remember that game. And they were looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it. Gruden's back. But it was anticlimactic. Like, the box score was closer than the game actually was.
Agree. I saw something interesting, and this hits right home for you. So they said, what's the dichotomy of the three quote-unquote LA teams, and they're rolling the Raiders into this. Rams, Raiders, and Chargers. What percentage of fandom is there in the city of LA? Do you want to guess?
Like, if I go percentage of those three, I got to give you percentage breakdowns. I'm going 70% Raiders, 20% Rams, balance Chargers.
You're close. It was actually not too close. It was about half and half, Rams, Raiders, and then like 9%. So it was like 40, 40, 10. So no one identifies with the Chargers anymore. But that said, there's still a lot of Raiders fans down there.
Yeah.
You might, who knows how the season goes, but I wouldn't be surprised to see with the Raiders out here in a couple weeks.
The smart bet is I will be a Raiders or a Chargers fan by the end of this year.
The Niners took care of the Giants, the ragtag Niners, lots of injuries for your Niners, K-Win. Niners, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Gets his first TD on a rushing play. Mullins threw for 343 yards. Yeah. K-Win, here's a stat for you. I went back to last year. Garoppolo played in 19 games, including the playoffs. Guess how many times he threw for more than 343 yards?
Twice.
You saw my notes.
No, that was lucky. Yes. Was it?
It's twice. Yes. So my question, do we have a quarterback controversy when Jimmy returns?
So I don't think so. This schedule for the Niners, like, if you are a Catholic, go to mass. If you are religious, get down on your knees. Like, they played the Jets and the Giants. I was thinking about this. The two worst teams in the NFL are the Jets and the Giants. And the Niners next week have the banged up Eagles. Like, if they had any other schedule, I don't know what would happen. I hope they become 3-1. There is no quarterback controversy just because they're playing no one.
What do you think they did at the Greenbrier?
A lot of flip cup.
I would have loved to have been at the Greenbrier with it, knowing that they just played the Jets and they're like, Saquon's done. He's out.
Rookie coach. We got.
They're probably drawing up plays. Ayuk, we're gonna give you the reverse. We're gonna run the oop de oop. Mullins, don't worry about it. We got this. You're right. Niners soft schedule, but yet they go to 2-1 after being 0-1. Excuse me. Yeah. Turnovers plagued the Chargers. Another theme, giving the ball up not once, not twice, not three times, but four turnovers in the game. Herbert, Hebert, however you want to pronounce his name. He was cooking with Keenan Allen. That was a lone bright spot in a haze of fumbles. Both Herbert and Burrow are the only two rookies to see the field so far with very similar stats, K-Win. So my question to you, who would you want on your team between the two of them?
I still go Burrow. I think at this stage, he's more of a complete quarterback. I go Burrow. I think Herbert has a lot of potential. I think Herbert is going to throw to Keenan Allen 25 times next week. But I go Burrow.
Just a note here. So Chargers, it seems like a theme for the Chargers. They're a second half team. They've lost two games. The point differential over the course of the three games is -5. So again, I think it's the turnovers that plagued him, and Herbert or Herbert, rookie, having an unfortunate bad game for the Chargers, but promising with Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry.
Targeted Keenan Allen 19 times last game.
Hey.
Keenan Allen stats, it was like week two, 91 yards. He was like over 130. What, is he going to go for 200 yards next week?
He's on
Herbert's just level. Back there like.
He's targeting. He doesn't go through his progressions. It's where's Keenan? Boom. Oh, shoot. Keenan got pushed out of bounds. Here's Hunter Henry. Let's go. All right. Staying on the same thing of turnovers, K-Win. Decimated all West Coast teams. It seems like the Cardinals. I don't know what it is, but they don't. Why did they play down to the Lions?
This was a game they should have won.
I mean, the Lions snapped an 11-game losing streak. All three turnovers were interceptions by Kyler. I didn't get a chance to watch this game because, like you, I was watching Red Zone. And unfortunately, in Red Zone, they don't show interceptions by the opposing team or any team for that matter for the most part, unless it's a pick six. Do you write it off as a bad game?
Write it off as a bad game. You know what I do think is the Cardinals were a little pass happy in the first 3 weeks. Kenyon Drake, he's been okay, but they've just been throw. I think this resets them. I think they hand the ball off more. I think in the long run, it's a more balanced offense.
The defense looked good. I mean, you had Prater with the game winner, but you know, for the most part, they're improved on that end. I think points allowed drastically down based on the pace. I mean, the NFC West as a whole has only lost three games in total. So yeah, the Seahawks at 3-1, who we'll talk about in a second, Arizona 2-1. But
Wait, Seahawks are 3-0.
Excuse me, 3-0. Points against. The Niners lead the way, but they've played the lowly Jets and the lowly Giants. But second are the Cardinals at 61 points against through three games. So that's much improved based on what Jets just said. They're not hot garbage. So we'll see. If you're a Hawks fan like myself, let's get into this game. You saw them blow a 15-point lead. DK Metcalf, and he might not be old enough to remember Leon Lett, but pulled a similar stunt. Held it out early, and it wasn't Steve Tasker, but yet some cowboy. Poked it away, points off the board. As Harry would say, he totally redeemed himself because he came up with a 20-yard, 9-yard touchdown reception from Russ, which was the fifth of his day. K-Win, I want your thoughts on Russ, Allen, and Mahomes, who are off to an early lead in the MVP race. Who's leading right now, and who's end up winning the MVP? Is it one of those three or the field?
Russ is winning right now. He's got 14 TDs in three games. If you break this out over the year, he's on pace for 74 touchdowns, which is unbelievable. I think he's going to be a little off that pace to match 74 touchdowns, but they're letting him throw the ball. He is doing what we all thought he could do for the entire game, and it's not just the fourth quarter. I think he's in the lead. And I think if everything goes well, I think they give it to Russ, right? Mahomes got it, 2 years ago? Lamar Jackson got it last year. It's very hard to win back-to-back or every other year. I think this time it's Russ. And all the Seahawks have to do is win the division, which I think they have a very good shot of doing it. So my vote's with Russ.
Something you may or may not know. On that same note, Russ has never got an MVP vote.
Wow. That's so bad.
I think that's a product, honestly, probably why we started our podcast, of people just not paying attention. Yeah. Right? They don't get they get their local broadcast, or you know, they're just not watching the Hawks. And it's really hard not to pay attention to a guy that's thrown for 14 touchdowns in three games. Side note, you look at the AFC West combined record. I got 3-0 for the Chiefs, 2-1, 1-2, 0-3. That puts you at 6-6 in the AFC West. NFC West, we're sitting at 9-3. So collectively, where does that leave us? 15-9. AFC East, and this is the poke holes in the East. The Bills lead the way, 3-0. You look at the NFC East, The Washington Football Club is currently in first place at 1-2.
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage. What do you think they're talking about? They're cussing. They don't know. What are the highlights?
They're talking about Trevor Lawrence. The Giants have to be thinking about that. The Redskins are like, maybe. The Eagles are like, yeah. The Cowboys are like, we're not signing Dak, so let's go Clemson Tigers.
Or, yeah, you got Lawrence, or you got our guy from Ohio State as well.
Justin Fields.
Who knows if he comes out. All right, let's look forward to this week's game. Seattle is in Miami, the longest road trip you can possibly get in the NFL. COVID hotbed. Washington product. Shout out to Myles Gaskin. It's looked good for the Finns of late. Who wins, yes. K-Win?
This is my lock bet of the week. And I hate to do this to you, Big Ben, because every time I lock a bet, there is the K-Win jinx. But there is no way the Seahawks win this game. Seahawks over.
Lock Wait a second. Bet. There's no way the Seahawks win this game, or there's no way they lose this game.
Too much celebration for the Lakers game. Edit that last part out. There's no DK way.
And Tyler Lockett will have to be at Club Live until 4 a.m. Forget where the hotel is. End up in Fort Lauderdale and not make it to the game.
Russ, Lockett, and Metcalf can stay out till Live until 5 a.m. and they will still win this game. Lock bet. There's no way they lose this game. I think the Seahawks offense is too much. The one thing that scares me about the Seahawks right now is their defense. So they're letting up, 500 yards per game, 430 per passing. It's like 28.5 points. But you know what? It doesn't matter because Russ puts up 37 points a game, and the Dolphins can't score more than 10 points. Seahawks, lock bet, they win this game. If you're in fantasy, if you're in last man standing,
put it all in. You might see Tiesto as our offensive coordinator. It's a 10 a.m. game. It's early for us here on the West Coast. All right, Chargers are in Tampa. Similar climates. K-Win, no fans. You might consider it a home game for both teams with the Chargers. No Godwin for the Bucs. He's out. Does Herbert get his first win?
No. This is my second other lock bet. Bucs roll the Chargers. They have to go all the way east. I don't think they're ready. Brady's got one more week with his boys. I think the Bucs win this. Even though Godwin's hurt, he's still got Mike Evans. He's still got the scooter, Scotty Miller. And you know what? It's Fournette. It's that other guy, Ronald Jones. I just think Bruce Arian will get the win. And I don't even think it's going to be close. I think it's Bucs by two touchdowns.
I agree with you. So I'll go back to Seattle. I'm going to take the Hawks as well. I don't think the change in time zones or anything is going to affect them all that much. They'll be ready to play. There's just too much talent in the Hawks. Chargers, on the other hand, I agree with you as well. I think Brady coming into a new scheme, new team. You've seen it with Gronk. They've improved. I think Gronk hits its first touchdown. You're going to see a Gronk spike in Tampa, and they're going to go crazy. They're going to have those cannonball things going insane. They're gonna blow it off like 12.
They have a pirate ship,
and the Tampa Bay Lightning just won the NHL Stanley Cup, so it's just gonna be a party in Tampa after Sunday. So Zona's in Carolina to take on Teddy and the Panthers. No McCaffrey, but former Hawk Mike Davis is filling in. Hopkins is on pace, K-Win, on pace for 170 receptions. Mike Thomas had the single season record, I believe, last year, 2019. With 144. Two-part question.
Okay.
Do the Cards win, and can Hopkins keep up this pace?
Hopkins can keep up this pace. I don't know about the Cards. Like, it's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. They played well against the Niners. They didn't do too well against the Lions. I'm going Panthers. Panthers win this game.
So Mike Rule is an old, came from Baylor. Like we talked about earlier, you never take a new coach in their first game. It's just, I think it's standard betting practice. 4 weeks into the season, I don't know. Still no McCaffrey. Candidly, the Panthers,
Curtis Robbie, they got Robbie Anderson from the Jets.
Oh, they did get Robbie. Robbie doesn't even know who their mascot is. He thought it was a black cat or something like that. Mr. Purr. All right.
I thought it was Steph Curry.
So can Hopkins keep up the pace?
Yes, but the Cardinals do lose this game.
Okay. I don't think I can agree with you there. I think Kyler gets sat down and says, here's where you made the mistakes. He corrects them, and they beat the Panthers by 3 points. All right, here's the big one. The lowly Giants, after getting beat up by the Niners, make their way across country to face the Rams in SoFi. No Saquon. My question is, how many touchdowns the Rams score, and how many interceptions does Moneybags Ramsey have?
Rams score 4 touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns, 2 to Henderson, 1 to Woods on an end around, and the throw is to Cooper Kupp because he's on our fantasy team. Ramsey gets 2 picks. He doesn't have a running back. Deion Freeman, I don't know if he's ready. They've got too many injuries at wide receivers. He's just going to throw the ball because they're going to be down big, and Ramsey's going to get him twice.
The Giants feel like a AAA football team.
Yeah.
Like, there's just nothing. I mean, Golden Tate's kind of around there. Like, it just seems like the Rams are stuck in first gear. The Giants are stuck in first gear, and it seems like everyone that plays on the turf at MetLife is stuck in second gear. The Bills come to Vegas. Okay, when if there's any team, like I said, that I could see impacted by coming to Vegas and a night on the strip, it would be the Bills. I could see them trying to break fold up tables in half at 3 in the morning right outside the MGM after Josh Allen wins $10,000 in craps. Like, I think they could see that. I could see that happening tomorrow. I think the Raiders stay perfect at the Death Star, and they beat the Bills. Little upset action. I called it with the Saints coming into town. I'm going to call it again with the Bills coming into town.
I didn't believe you when the Saints came into town, but I believe you when the Bills come to town. I agree. It's going to be too many of those long, syrupy drinks for Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs is going to be hanging out too late playing craps. And Cole Beasley is going to be riding that loop-de-loop ride at New York, New York. So I've got the Raiders winning home field advantage. But in all seriousness, the Bills look good. 3-0, they're riding high. This is a trap game. You go out west, it's a lot of fun. We're so good. Chucky's going to get them. Raiders win this. Bills get humbled. I've got the Raiders winning.
Listen, I talked about it, but I could see this is, you're right, perfect trap game. They get off the plane. Like, they've got everyone on the strip, even though it's decimated. There's probably no public people walking around, more or less. But they've got everything lined up right outside the hotel. They usher them around. You're right. They're going to have those blended Mai Tais or Miami Vices. You're going to see, Josh Allen double fisting. He played at Wyoming, for gosh sakes. He's probably never been to Vegas. He'll be getting pictures. They'll be at the MGM. You're right. Playing craps, high stakes. I see him coming out flat. Yeah. Raiders, victory. And then the Eagles, similar set, come to Levi Stadium. No quarterback, K-Win, has been worse than Carson Wentz this season. Russ.
Is it time for Jalen Hurts?
Russ could throw 45 straight interceptions and still have a better quarterback rating. 45, K-Win, than Carson Wentz does this season. In fact, I don't know. If you're John Lynch, would you trade Nick Mullins straight up for Carson Wentz right now?
Only if you could convert Carson Wentz into a slot receiver.
Or Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
Is he comfortable holding the clipboard? My questions to you, you preempted this. Will we see Jalen Hurts in this game? And do the Niners beat up on another East Coast team, even though they're beat up themselves?
I think the Niners win this game. The reason why I don't think we see Jalen Hurts this week is because I don't think the Niners can blow out the Eagles. I think the Niners are going to run the ball. They're going to hand it to Wilson. They're going to hand it to McKinnon. They're going to throw it to Jordan Reed. Kittle, practice. He might be available. But the Niners aren't explosive. They're not going to blow out a team. So the Niners do win this game, but I think they're only going to win by 10 points. Carson's going to be in it. You're going to see Jalen Hurts in week 5.
All right. Let's recap here. Seattle, we got the Hawks winning. Chargers in Tampa. Tampa, Brady, the GOAT, end up winning that game. Zona, we're split here. I got Zona coming back, bouncing back. I don't think if he was a rookie, I don't think Kyler Murray maybe bounces back this quick, but I think he does, and they take down the Panthers. You're taking the Panthers and Teddy. Giants get rolled by the Rams. You and I both got Vegas. I swung you there. I think you get my theory. And then We both got the Niners. So one loss by our West Coast teams. You're taking two, but the K-Win jinx may be in effect. So maybe. All in all, we're looking good, K-Win.
We're looking good. Should we get in a little fantasy?
We should.
It's WSC Podcast 3-0. Big win. We got Josh Allen. We got Hopkins. We got Kupp. We got David Johnson. McCaffrey is hurt. That's why we picked up McKinnon. And so here is our advice for everyone out there. We did pick up Jet McKinnon, but I still think if he's out there, you got to get Jeff Wilson Jr. because McKinnon, he's gotten hurt 2 of the last 3 years. You got to pick him up. You got to save him on your bench, or you even play him. Last week, he had 2 touchdowns when they split time. So you got to keep Jeff Wilson. Also, if you go up north, I think you got to somehow figure out a way for Carlos Hyde. Carson, minor knee sprain, but that minor could be a major knee sprain. So you got to handcuff. You got to pick up Carlos Hyde. Wide receivers. I like the guy out in Minnesota. What's his name? Jefferson.
Yeah, out of LSU.
LSU. He looked good. Big game.
So this is the time of year that every rookie wide receiver finally gets it and maybe breaks out. So everyone has him, draft him, stash him. After the first 2 weeks, you probably say, he's new and nothing. I need to pick up someone. He usually gets dropped. So Justin Jefferson comes around. Similar to Ayuk. No one thought he would produce, and all of a sudden week 3 he does.
Yeah.
The interesting thing to me, K-Win, and I don't know if you have the same thing going on in your fantasy leagues, but the trading. It's the time of year where, like, all right, people get off to hot starts. Josh Allen. I just saw someone trade Nick Chubb straight up for Josh Allen.
Ooh.
The question is, last year you had Lamar Jackson.
I like that for whoever got Josh Allen, by the way.
Exactly. He already had Kareem Hunt, right? He had just bet. He said, Hunt's going to play better. I got Minshew and Brady. They're not producing. Let's go get Josh Allen, wild card. We all know that your quarterback can carry you. And if you go out and get – if you didn't have Mahomes or Jackson, you're probably not competing for a championship unless you had a flyer in some guy like McCaffrey that puts you over the top. But my thing is always – I don't know if you get this way, but it's certainly I'm on text threads with all my buddies around fantasy. Anytime a trade is made, there's always like, oh, that was horrible. That was bad. You got absolutely – you know, taken, you know, you're going to lose, hand the championship to the other guy. But the interesting part, it's week 3. Yeah. No one knows how this is going to play out, but there's always this huge, everyone wants to judge your trades.
It's a peanut gallery and I love it. And I just throw in just to make people feel guilty and nervous about their trade, but you don't know. Josh Allen could be a top 5 quarterback. He could go and slip down to top 10, top 11 or 12, but you always have to talk trash on your buddies. That's rule number 1 in fantasy football.
And this year is weirder than most any, right? It feels like in previous years, I'm a big guy. Draft, trust my team. Things will play out. I got players that are playing the most snaps. They're getting the most looks. I'm not going to go take a flyer. This year, like the waiver wire is at 4 a.m. on Wednesday when it comes out. I'm up at 4:30. Like, did I get my guy? If not, I got to go scoop someone else. Like, this is no joke because we've already seen COVID hit impact for Steelers and Titans. So if you got those guys, they're on buys.
So what happens week 4 NFL canceled? Whoever's in first place, does he win fantasy football?
No, that'd be
everyone gets their money back.
Roll it over to next season.
I don't know. WSC podcast is in first. I want to cash in.
Let's talk about COVID impact, because we saw Tennessee and Pittsburgh both, or I guess we're going to call it delayed. They don't know when they're going to reschedule the game. Although that has fantasy impact, it has long-term impact to not only the Raiders showing up at a benefit for Darren Waller with no masks, but you also have the league coming down on coaches saying, if you don't put a mask on, we're going to fine you and potentially take draft picks. Put that mask on.
I'm ready to fill in for Gruden, who wasn't wearing a mask.
Can I hear you say 29 Y banana?
29. Hot route. 29 banana. Mike, it's 54. The mic is 54. Hot route. Hot. Just get up and go over there. Hot route.
Omaha. The point being is, I don't know if the NFL is actually doing this for the purview of the people that obviously want us to be safe. But nonetheless, I think they've done a decent job up to this point. They're still traveling. Only a few people positive. So we'll see what happens. Fantasy impact, load up your bench. Pick up that waiver wire. WST's 3-0.
Yeah. Get in where you fit in. WST Podcast. We're now on Amazon Music. So find us on Amazon, on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere, Big Ben.
Big Ben and Kay Wynn, WST_podcast on Instagram and Twitter, WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. Send us some emails if you got some picks for week 4, something you want us to watch, something we missed. Let us know. Big Ben and Kay Wynn, WST Podcast, week 3 wrap up, week 4, looking forward, NFL season. It's going to get interesting. Our West Coast teams are killing it.
Killing it. And we don't miss much, so you can try to email us, but it won't work. Nothing gets by us.
Boom.
Boom.